the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
And the winner is this Good Witch, Bad Witch award show about award shows. What's your favorite award show? What would you wear? And who would you thank? And now, coming down the red carpet, your award-winning witches, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch Podcast. It is our very special awards show episode.
If you just started listening to this, we don't start that way every time.
That's what makes it so fun.
They're like, yes. Wow, I found the show. And then the next one, they'll be like, where's the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da?
Tried to get Rob Lowe and Snow White to open it up, but they were unavailable. That is an old people
Rob
joke.
Rob is yes, on the is. Floor.
Yeah.
All right.
I loved
Welcome
it,
to
though.
The podcast. I'm your good witch, Shelley Majors. This is your bad witch, Lisa Brown.
Hi.
And her man witch with two N's, Daryl Brown.
Thank you very much. I like that.
Thank you guys for coming. We wanted to talk about, before we get into the glitz and glamour of the Hollywood scene, about the holidays. And we haven't recorded in a few weeks because of life and doing things. And I got some crowns in. And we also spoke at a woman's group as entrepreneurs.
Yes, we were going to talk about that too. Remember, we told them that we would mention them.
Yes, we did.
Yeah,
and we are.
Yeah,
it was. And now we speak like robots.
Yeah, we were asked about them. It was the Women's Business Professionals. How do you say it?
Yes, I have a picture of it.
Yes.
But it was very nice of them to host us.
Uh-huh.
And we learned about some legislative things. It was the day after the election. It was November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
They were not too pleased. No, but let me find the thing. But anyway, that was very nice of them to host us. And
They bought us dinner.
And drinks. Unbeknownst to them, they bought us some beers, too. I didn't know that they were going to do that. I wouldn't have drank so heavily.
And I don't think they were expecting to have a male there.
It is in the name of the group.
Women's Business Women's Professional, BPW.
Yep.
Business Professional Women.
Yes.
Yes, that's BPW.
Anyway, they do a lot. And one of the ladies was a former senator for Colorado, yes. And, and is one of your current nail clients?
Three of them are.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. They're kicking ass and taking names. And I would like to give a shout out also to the name of the place. It was Cocapelli's Brewery.
Yes.
That hosted us. That was a nice little joint. There was good vittles and really good beers. So.
And the woman who owns it is one of the first
women brewers. Yeah.
In all of Colorado.
Love that.
Yeah.
Go ladies.
Yeah.
Woo, yeah.
Women are doing it for themselves.
Thank you for having us. I hope that it was interesting to you.
Yes.
And also thank you for buying our dinner.
Yes. And the award to the first man to show up at a women's only meeting.
Yeah.
Is Daryl Brown, the man.
That's right.
They said that men could join now, too. I'm open to that.
Hey. Boy Scouts.
Yeah.
Boy Scouts.
I told him, if you can be a Boy Scout and a Girl Scout and the Boy Scout thing, I want to be in the women's power group. And they're like,
professional women.
Oh, women's business. Power group. I want to be a woman Power Ranger, says a man witch.
He's going to wear the pink outfit. Perfect.
Pink witch.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Shelley. Keep going.
You take it away.
So that's what we've been doing. We haven't actually really got to hang out in like 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a hot minute.
Yeah, and so we kind of just wanted to talk about things we've been doing. Also kind of, you know, now that Thanksgiving is over and stuff, we're starting to come to the holidays.
To that damn Christmas holiday?
Yeah, and it was funny because Daryl's like, well, why don't we talk about whether or not that we're excited for Christmas and the holidays and stuff like that. And he was saying, because he's really not, but which has cracked me up that he said that, because I've never, ever known you to be excited.
Right, well, you know the story behind it, why I don't like Christmas.
Yeah.
Are you a Grinch?
No, it's just I've never liked it because ever since I was a kid.
Yeah.
When I was younger... I have 4 older siblings from another father, and, you know, I was the youngest. Well, my grandparents would come down to our house, and, like, I would get, like, 1,000 toys, and they would maybe give my siblings one. Just one. So it hurt me.
You never get why people do shit.
It hurt my feelings to see them sit there and have to watch me open presents.
Right.
I hated it. So I carried that throughout my life. And it sucked because even with my kids, I tried and tried hard to enjoy Christmas.
You're right. And to be fair with them.
I'd be like, Brett, you only get, this one sock. You don't get two. No, because that's how I was raised. No, it just was something that I never embraced it. I try very hard because I know my wife loves the holiday and she gets happy. And so I said, should we even put the tree up this year? And I could see it in her. She was kind of like bummed.
Yeah. Always put the tree up. The answer is always yes.
And there's times when I do get excited because we started putting lights out on around our property and stuff, this and that. And even the other day, I was like, I just don't even think I feel like putting up lights this year. It's just,
We could put up our new big fluffy floaty thing.
We got a Santa Claus riding a Harley.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, from my uncle. So, I think, once I start looking around and getting stuff out, I'll get more excited. But yeah, that's my meaning, but reason behind I don't like Christmas.
Oh.
That's really sad.
It is sad.
I did think that you like to decorate because you always have a seasonal tree going on.
Yeah.
So it's like you already have a tree that's up. You just have to change the decoration.
Right. Totally.
And you are proud of your house and it always looks so nice and lit up and good for everything.
I love Christmas decorations. Uh-huh. I like the feel of it. I like all that stuff. I don't necessarily like putting them up.
Yeah.
I like coming home and having Daryl completely having it done.
Mm. Yes.
That makes me happy.
In his golden thong.
Yeah. How did you know?
My red cap on and my golden thong.
Under the mistletoe.
And I'm like, hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know because I like doing the tree though. He usually does the mantle. I do the tree.
Yeah, it's such a sweet tradition.
And then
tradition.
We do the outside together.
Yeah,
we do the lights on the fence. And
yeah,
stuff together.
I don't really mind if we don't do lights and stuff because it's too much work for me, and I don't really. Know.
It is a lot of work, but it gives so many other people pleasure.
True.
You know, driving through your neighborhood and everybody's festive, and it's just such a peaceful, beautiful feeling.
I think once Nick gets his up next door, that's when I get excited because I love he does his grass, he does everything.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's when
I get excited.
What's that?
Is if you ask Nick to help you put ours on.
When can I catch that guy?
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, let me feel your muscles. Feeling strong today, buddy?
I told you the story about our neighbor, Nick. He was trimming the grass, and he would stop right because we have like this little grassy knoll between our house and their house.
We have a little rock.
Where the assassin is.
Yes. It's this little tiny, and he would stop right there, and it was seriously only maybe 2 feet more. And Daryl goes, Nick, dude, if you trim me in the summer, I'll blow you in the winter. And Stephen, he goes, I'm
nickel.
Sorry.
What? Come again?
If I had a nickel.
Daryl goes, my snowblower.
I said, I'll do your walk in the winter. And he goes, fair enough. So
that's why they're best friends.
He trims me. I blow him. It's great.
I thought that was the funniest freaking thing. I was just like, oh, my God.
I love that.
Yeah. So anyways, what about you, Shelley? I mean,
Things are a little bit different since, I guess it's the second Christmas without Dad. He died on the 16th last year. But we would always do the big tree in the basement, and the 16 of us would all gather together for Christmas and stuff. And now all my furniture and everything is down in the basement. And the storage, like the shed, is full of all my crap and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Mom. You're going through this clinical trial. Mm-hmm. I'm working and stuff. I mean, we're not doing that extravaganza again. So I think what we're going to do, I have like a little 4 or 5 foot tree.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the main most important thing, like you were talking about decorating the tree and stuff, is having not like a showroom tree, but like a memory tree.
Yeah.
And so I used to have like all my tree at my house was from all of my travels. You know, I'd like have a Chicago bulb and, from different countries and all that. And so I would have those memories from my travels. But with our family, I mean, it's stuff from when, the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the first one that I made ceramic in Girl Scouts or whatever. And I remember when we were little, my mom got me, Mike, and Monty each a Winnie the Pooh one.
Oh.
And so Mike had a Tigger and Monty's was Pooh, I think, and I think I was Eeyore. But in any case, Mike was definitely Tigger. But Tigger, the little snout thing, you know what kind of old ornaments I'm talking about that are kind of a little fuzzy they look like they're drunk. but his little plastic snout kept falling off. And there's like 40 years of super glue on this Tigger's face. And just every year when we unwrap it, it's just like, it, you know, you have the stories and the memories. And
you got to put Tigger back together.
Exactly. So I'm going to see how many of those family ones we can just put on a little 5-foot tree in the living room. So because going up and down the stairs is a pain in the dick and blah, blah, blah. So we'll have a cute little one in the living room. It'll give us peace on earth and all that bullshit. And then we always do, and I just found out this was really popular with a lot of people, but oyster stew on Christmas Eve. And I just joined a soup group because I'm 800 years old. I joined a soup group on Facebook. And everybody exchanges soup recipes. But apparently it's a huge Midwest Iowa thing to have oyster stew on Christmas Eve.
Well, there you go.
So my parents didn't just make it up.
Yeah, that sounds
in case
good.
You were worried about
I
it.
I was. I was like, what is this oyster stew
that Well, remember she told us that they leave the leftovers, they leave them outside.
In the snow. Yeah.
The snow.
And then I have it for breakfast.
And I told you last year, I think it was, I said, we need to go by the house and steal the
That'd
stew.
Be hilarious.
I like, Santa came and he shit on my day.
I was going to wear some extra large boots and walk up there. Thank you. Thank you in the snow, right? Thank
I
you.
I hear sleigh bells. He took the cookies and our stew.
I was going to thank you, ho, Santa. Ho, ho.
You're an asshole.
I don't know. I just love, I'm not, you know me, I'm more dark than happy and all that stuff. But something about Christmas, I like the movies. I like the traditions. Yes. I like the different things that are done around the times. I like the...
The gathering.
Yeah,
you know,
the snow
villages. It's one of the only times we all gather.
Yeah, and all the different things you can do. And I don't even necessarily always do them. But I like that they're there if I want to.
Yeah,
like even
we
like
could go
just
around driving, looking at the lights with, you know, with a thermos of coffee.
Yeah.
And gin.
Yeah.
No.
Gross.
We always hit up that one off of 64th there. The house, and they have music to it.
You
turn your radio to it. They always have the greatest display.
That's so
fun. You're right. Now you guys are getting me all, getting the dust off me.
Everybody talks about, the economy, blah, 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 and stuff. But it's really hit us hard this year, and we're really, really...
It's not just the economy. We have just had weird shit come up that we've
That's
had to,
true,
that we've
expenses.
Had to pay for. Yeah.
This might be a good year for experiences or handmade gifts and all of those things. Would be even more fun.
That's the one thing we are talking to our kids about, because we're like, we just can't do Christmas as big as we have. We got 14 grandkids and 5 kids and stuff. So I said, this year, you know, we always like to do the
saran wrap ball,
but the white elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nobody's buying anything this year. It's something from around your house. It's
going to
be the white elephant. And, you know,
you can
be a
gift and just be together.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's why I said, I go, as long as the family's together, even if we just order pizzas or something and hang out, that's all that
I
want.
If you guys are hosting, you already stole my stew, so you don't even have to go to the store.
Exactly.
No, that's my morning.
We're bringing that to Kelly's and stuff for Secret Santa.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Shelley Stew.
Are you singing?
Perfect.
I love the
Christmas. Well, this one's called Winner Takes It All. We're going to talk about awards shows, you guys. So we will come back with the meet and talk about some different awards shows.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll Grammys.
You win the award for the cutest bad witch.
I'm so cute.
Cute, cute.
The winner takes it all. The loser has to fall.
Hey guys, welcome back to Good Witch, Bad Witch. This is the meat of the program, which means the middle. I'm going to make meat into an anagram. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Middle entity. Middle entertainment.
Always a treat.
Always a treat.
Sure.
We'll never remember that.
Middle entertainment, always treat.
Do.
Yeah.
Okay. Woo. Remember that for next
that's
week.
That's good for your...
4 years in.
4 years. The meat
is here.
Middle entertainment always cheat.
I like it.
We can stretch
you
this bitch out for hours.
I think that's going to stick.
I think I learned that when I went to the women's show.
Do you want to hear? This is totally off the subject.
Don't go
what
there.
Yeah, please. No. So I obviously Melissa Etheridge is one of my idols.
Yes.
My idol. I love her. Whatever. So I follow her on Instagram.
Sure.
And every single day, her and her wife do like a talk. They just sit and kind of chit chat. And there's about 2,000 people on, and you can write, and they just talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Engage.
Yeah. So apparently, at some point, somebody told them that they needed a theme song. And okay, so for one of the most amazing songwriters in the world that I think. I think a lot of people actually believe that too, even sure. if you're not a huge fan. She's a great songwriter, right? I know it by heart. You want to hear it?
Yes.
This is a theme song. Would you like to sing along? Do, 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 do. That's what they do every single time. And then it gets stuck in my head. All day long, I'll be this is a theme song.
How many people go around singing our WOW songs, I wonder?
Wow. That would be none.
Wow, wow, wow.
I would say zero.
Come on, there's got to be one out there that goes, oh, I love that one. Wow.
You know what I've had stuck in my head?
What's that? What?
Middle entertainment always treat.
That is a good one.
Melissa should have asked us.
They should have. She's busy. She's busy. She's on tour. She's like, This is a theme song. Okay, let's go with our award
Me,
shows.
Let's go.
Love it. Hey, what are some of the most famous award show moments, Lisa?
Like most memorable moments?
Most memorable.
Well, you did touch on the whole Rob Lowe Snow White one.
Oh my gosh, it was a debacle.
So I remember that like it was yesterday because first of all, we were in California.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
No. Tell me about it.
So that's when we went to Disneyland in our senior year. So it was 1989.
Why would we go in February? Were the Oscars in March then?
Yeah. I don't know, but it was during spring break.
Yeah.
Because we had joked around about going, because we were in Oceanside, California.
Yes.
But we had thought about possibly going on the red carpet trying to see everybody.
Right.
But it ended up not happening. We were in the hotel. We watched the whole award show. Yes. I was so excited because I had a big crush on Chad Lowe, which is Rob Lowe's little brother, and he was going to be on it. He did this whole thing about the kids of those days.
It was like Schmids.
I don't remember. I'll have to find it on YouTube.
Because he was a teenager in his early 20s, yes.
He was, because he had just done that show Spencer that I think had one season.
Right.
Loved him.
Yes.
Anyways, Rob Lowe was the host. He did a whole song and dance with Snow White that made absolutely no sense. And it was seriously to this day one of my most memorable Oscars ever.
Sure. I can picture it in my head right now. And it created so much buzz afterwards, like they were just reaching, or maybe it seemed like a Hail Mary, jump the shark, whatever.
Yeah,
bring back the Oscars audience or something. It was poorly executed. But I bet if we went back and looked at it now in comparison to what's happening, it might be really charming.
I don't know. It was pretty, I remember it being, even then, kind of looking at each other.
It was cringy.
Like, but that middle part that they had a whole bunch of young actors in, I just remember they were like doing a singing and dancing, and Chad Lowe goes, I can't do this. I'm a thespian. And then everything stopped. I'll try to find it on YouTube. It was really crazy. But so I remember, remember that
1989-ish?
It was 1989 because it was the year that we graduated. We decided that on spring break, we wanted to go to Disneyland. So we did.
Yeah.
We got my car and went to Disneyland.
Yeah.
I must have been changing a diaper when that was on.
Was it the, remember when Madonna used to be shocking? Mm-hmm. Was it the MTV Music Awards, I'm guessing, when she did her humping the floor like a virgin situation?
It was the MTV Music Awards. I don't remember that one as much. I do remember the one that stuck in my head. I think I videotaped it and watched it over and over and over because it had so many great people. But it was when Paula Abdul did Cold Hearted Snake.
Ooh, talk about it.
Oh my God. It was just the best choreography. She did three different songs. I think she did Straight Up.
Uh-huh.
Opposites Attract and Cold Hearted Snake. I don't remember.
Awesome. Yes.
It might have.
It's a medley.
It was so amazing because the choreography was so good, and that whole show, now if you watch the MTV Music Awards or even the Grammys at this time, like, I know that I'm old, but I think that I'm pretty savvy with music.
Yeah.
And obviously Daryl's very savvy with music.
Right.
And sometimes I'm just like, who are these people? Who is XYZ?
Right.
You know, it's like, I don't know what. And so I don't even watch it because there's not anybody on there that's relevant.
It's sad because the MTV Music Awards were great. I mean, they had Fart Man. Remember him?
Oh my God.
That was a memorable.
And do you guys remember when the guys from Rage Against the Machine were pissed off that they were in a category and they didn't win? So the guy climbed up into the rafters and was up there, and they were trying to get him down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was like doing it as a like a protest.
Yeah, protest.
He wouldn't come down from the rafters.
Well, on that with the category thing, do you remember the first year they had the best heavy metal category, and Jethro Tull
beat out Metallica.
Yes, and everybody's
that's
like,
right.
What? Being punked. They're like, what just happened?
I remember MTV Music Awards being one of the most memorable things was when the bassist of Nirvana, what was his name? Christ?
Yeah, Novoselic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He threw his bass up and it came down and knocked him in the head and almost knocked him out. And he just walked off stage. Yeah. He was just I think he like broke his nose or something and stuff. That was
anything for
that's so grunge,
man, you know?
I think that wasn't like, he didn't do that on purpose. He actually fucked himself up.
I can see it still because he did throw it up and then also it was like, are you cutting? I don't know if he said the lights got in his face.
I don't remember.
But it smacked him straight on the face and he was kind of wobbly.
Yeah, and it was just like out like, and I think that the only normal person in that band, I mean there was only three of them, but was the Foo Fighter.
David Grohl.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
the Foo Fighter.
He, you know, David Grohl always had that look on his face like these two.
Well, yeah, and then, you know,
rascals.
Yeah.
When Eminem did his entrance that time and he had all the guys
that to lose yourself. Slim Shady.
Looked like him. Up, yeah. And he kind of did it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was it this year?
I don't remember. Yeah, maybe.
Kind of did again. But, you know, it sucks because MTV was such a great, everything about it.
It was
you know?
A pioneer. It was avant-garde. Yeah.
A pioneer place. But it just has gone to nothing. I mean,
yes.
Yeah. Well, think of when Pink did her first ever aerial thing that ended up becoming her whole show was on the MTV
She's
Awards.
Like a circus
and she was married to the guy that...
she did the first part the caveman backflippist. Yes.
The caveman backflippist.
I watched that video the other day and Lisa's like, he did the... And Shelley goes, he was a drummer.
No, he did the caveman backflip.
I can see he was married to the first guy that did a flip.
It's all physical comedy, guys.
It's great.
Too bad this is a podcast.
That's right.
Not a visual medium.
No.
Didn't Brittany, she came out with a snake.
Uh-huh, a real snake.
A snake.
Yeah.
In a like a flesh-colored bodysuit or something. And I was like, damn, girl. Yeah. She was good.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was. Mm-hmm. She is a great performance artist. I just feel terrible for what... Well, I mean, I think she was forced into crazy time.
Yeah.
But yes, terrible.
And then Madonna and Britney made out.
Was that the MTV Awards?
Uh-huh. They made out with everybody, didn't they? I mean, the shock value went away pretty quick.
That was one of the first ones.
Yes.
Yes.
But it was at the podium, right?
Mm-hmm. No, they were doing it. They did a song together. Ooh, hi.
Oh.
They did a song together, and then they were like,
Did Madonna make out with Roseanne, or was that just a dream I had?
I think that was a dream.
Roseanne was Marielle Hemingway.
Oh, that's right. It was the first lady kiss on TV. The other blonde. Lady kiss.
Lady
kiss.
So those were memorable times.
Yeah.
That really stuck in my head.
Yes.
Yeah.
What shows would you want to go to? What award shows would you like to be in the audience?
Well, I myself, me and Lisa actually got to go to the NHL Awards. Mm-hmm. We've gone to a couple of times. She won an award. She won a trip to go
she
to
she didn't
the,
win an award in the end
she won a trip to go to the NHL Awards which
best
was
fan.
Cool and they're like okay you have to dress up because we were on the red carpet
that's right and you looked hot
I had to buy a suit
I was hot as hell because I was in a pleather dress
God
in the middle of
July
in
no it was
Vegas.
In June
in Vegas
and the cab that came and picked us up the guy kicks on it and he goes sorry, but my air conditioning is broke.
Oh, no.
I was sweating
to do is go across the street.
So bad that my dress was stuck to me.
Oh, God,
It was disgusting.
And it starts, like, all the pre-festivities in the afternoon, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you're just under the blazing desert sun.
It was about noon when we got there.
Got there, yep. Yeah. And then they're, like, showed us where we needed to go in this area where we stood and everything, this and that.
Melting.
It was really cool. But I would love to go to the Oscars.
Yeah, for sure.
And just be in the crowd just to see that. I'd like to be a seat filler.
Yeah.
That would be freaking,
that would be fun.
That'd be fun because I'd be like, I just sat on, you know, where, you know, some famous person's
Colin
butt.
Colin Farrell's face.
Yeah. Oh, no. I mean, I'm sorry. But
I'd like to go to the Oscars in the 90s when I actually watched movies and knew who all the movie stars were. I don't know who anybody is anymore.
Oh, I do.
Is that Tom Hanks fella still around?
He's doing a new one. It's him and Jenny are back in a movie together.
Really?
Yeah, they're interesting. They're doing that, This Is Our Life or something.
I think I'd like to go to the Oscars or the Golden Globes because I the most people.
Yeah.
And at the Golden Globes, you can drink and eat.
The Golden Globes, they look like a hoot. They just have so much fun.
They're a little more chill.
Yeah.
Don't they vote for each other on that one? And then there's the People's Choice one, which is voted by the people?
I think that all of, the Golden Globes...
Is the People's Choice?
No, there's People's Choice.
Okay.
Golden Globes, I think, has a committee, but Oscars is all of them voting for each other.
The Academy.
It's the Academy, yeah. If you're in the Academy,
Got it.
You usually are. The Screen Actors Guild. And I think you have to be in order to, get any money.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they nominate each other, I think, right? Like, it seems political somehow.
I don't know. I do, however, think that that would be fun ones to go to see a bunch of stars.
Sure.
Or to get the most, if I was going to be up for an award, it would give you the most prestige.
For sure.
But to go to just to enjoy and be entertained, I think the Country Music Awards would be really fun.
That's what I had for you guys.
Yeah.
I knew you would love to do that.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
It's happening right now as we're speaking.
It is. It's on right now, and we're missing it.
Yep.
Was it? You're welcome. I'm sorry. It's Wednesday. That's you guys' rule.
I know. We're taking it. It'll be fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Was it last year CMAs that they did the live performance of Fast Car with Luke Combs?
I think so.
That's wonderful.
Oh, they did, yeah.
Is that there's so many country awards.
Oh, no, every other week there's a country awards.
Because there's the big one. There's the Country Music Awards, and there's the Grand Ole Opry Awards, and then there's the Country Music Only Peyton Manning Awards. And there's the,
Could you imagine the Peyton Manning Country Music Awards?
He picks all the winners. He should, because he's a winner himself. Yeah,
he is a winner.
He's Peyton.
But there's a lot of country. But this would be the CMAs, the big one.
Yes.
And I think, the Luke Combs.
I would like to go to the Adult Actors Award.
I said that, too. The AVNs, just see what everybody's wearing.
Wearing, or not wearing.
Yes. So some of their categories, it's not best documentary or whatever.
Well, it could be.
They had the most interesting categories. Anal Icons 2.
Oh.
Best MILFs.
Oh.
Best Double Penetration.
Oh.
Exactly. So you're going to see people with a lot of talent there.
Yes.
And I want to shake their hands and then sanitize.
You walk up with a glove. Hi.
Or just a condom on your hand.
I loved you in On Golden Blonde.
Crocodile Blondie, is that you?
Right.
Anal Penetration 2, you said?
Anal Icons 2.
Anal Icons. What was Anal Icons 1? What's the difference?
Well, I mean, that was obviously the OG.
Oh. Yeah, back the OG when they wouldn't go.
In the poo-poo.
Yeah.
I mean, it's next generation. It's next gen.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go with you.
Yes.
Not one of my favorite. I mean, I don't care. But if you guys are going to go, I would definitely
have to go along.
One.
We're a trio. Yeah.
Okay.
We're trios.
Yeah.
Oh, another category.
Yep.
Trios.
Trios.
Yeah,
two girls, one man with.
But yes.
Yeah, okay.
Peyton Manning should win in this award show that I would enjoy going to.
Okay.
The Clio's Excellence in Marketing and Advertising.
Oh.
So many good commercials. Well, there used to be.
Why did I think of Bill Cosby when he said the Clio's?
I don't have
the
no
pudding
idea.
What no, was his wife's name?
Camille.
Yes. Camille's.
Oh, Camille.
Pardon.
Oh, that guy sucks.
Cleopatra. Yeah.
American Comedy Awards would be a good one.
That would be a great one. Yeah.
Get all the stand-ups. Mm-hmm. There might be a chuckle or two. You would think with a name like that, you'd have to bring the goods.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You'd have to be a little funny. And make sure you're at the right show. Okay, they're like, are we doing anal in here?
No, damn it. It's just funny.
That's next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So those are the shows that I want to go to.
Mm-hmm.
What shows would you not care about going? Because my number one is probably the ESPYs. I don't care about sports. I don't need to go to that ESPY sports.
I love watching that one. Well, sadly enough now, anything MTV. I mean, every time I watch it, it sucks. I'm like, God, this
is
terrible.
It's irrelevant to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that I'm pretty easy. I'll go to just about
anything.
Would
you go to the daytime awards?
That's what I put, the soaps. Yeah. I don't know anybody in soaps anymore.
I would go. I mean, seriously, how
Lisa
bad
went to,
would it be?
Well, you went to Kelly Clarkson.
I did. We showed it to Shelly.
You guys went to Kelly Clarkson on a whim, so come on.
Yeah, maybe Kelly Clarkson, maybe Drew Barrymore would be there. You might get an Ellen or two.
Well, what's his face? Chim Chiminy, Dick Van Dyke was on the Daytime Soaps Award last year. Apparently, he's on the soaps now.
Oh.
And he's 807 years old, won an award.
Yeah.
Charming.
I like it. Oh, Chim Chiminy.
You know Chim Chim.
I'll go to you. I'm pretty easy going. I'll go. There's nothing that I can think of right now that I'd be
Lisa,
that would be hell.
I went to the Mime Awards. It was really
that would be hell. Never mind. I take it all back.
Couldn't hear him. What about the Nickelodeon Kid Exploitation
Awards? Were they slimed and stuff? I would love to just watch. I mean, the spectacle would be great, but
they
yeah.
They get slimed.
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Slimed and molested.
Yep.
Oh. Those poor kids. Those kids got treated terribly.
You can't
terribly.
See it because they're underneath the slime. I'm a little... Oh, that's terrible.
That was terrible.
Okay, so there's the shows we wouldn't go to.
Yeah.
All right, so which of the shows... do you think that you would have a chance at winning?
I don't know if I would have a chance at winning, but the one that would mean the most to me,
yes.
If I could win this, it would be like, it would. I don't even know. Like, it would bring me to tears. Would be number one news podcast in the Westward.
Oh God, yeah.
Slam dunk.
Yeah,
that's already in the bank.
Yeah,
they they didn't have an award show for it.
Oh.
We have the award.
Yeah, we have the award. Yes, yeah.
Good.
We have the accolade.
We could
just, nobody cares.
We should just make one up and have our Patreon come and cheer us on. Yeah.
Yeah, we could wear what would you wear?
Yeah.
To the best newscaster.
I would wear just
podcast.
All GW gear. You know? GWBW.
I would wear an Emerald LeMay frock.
There you go.
Circa 1988.
You'd frock it on.
Would you see? Okay, if you were going to the Oscars, though, yeah. For sure, like mm-hmm. you get to, this is the one time that you get to dress up beyond dressing up. What would you wear? I mean, I know it's not that is exciting for men, but.
I would wear something very akin to J-Lo's little see-through green jungle situation.
Me too.
I think it'd be incredibly flattering.
They'd have to tape my boobs in, but I would be like...
Yeah, make it into a uniboob.
No. Yeah.
Side boob. Just accentuate all the boob.
Okay, I'm going to be real.
Let's be real.
Yeah. So mine would be, I would wear something black.
Well,
shocking.
No.
But completely covered in diamonds.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, and I wouldn't care black if diamonds? Any of them... I don't care. I just wanted to be fucking so shiny that it's hurting people's eyes.
You'd be like a disco ball of sex.
Yeah. So, but more you see like you only
shimmer.
See it. When, yeah. So I'm mostly black, but then I shimmer when I walk.
Yeah.
And then.
They're like, who's that glowing column of sensuality?
Right. But have you noticed that stars sometimes will wear, like as a normal person.
Yes.
We wear things that match, right?
Sure.
For the most part.
You're considering us normal people.
Yes.
Okay.
Even micro celebrities.
All right.
I would say all but people that I see like on award shows or on talk shows.
Sure.
So like if I'm wearing black, I'm going to wear silver or gold earrings or whatever. And or if I'm wearing red leggings with a black shirt, I'm going to wear red. You know, you'd match, right?
Yeah, right.
One would think.
Okay. So when you see stars, though, they always have like some crazy, gaudy stuff that doesn't match with their dress.
Okay.
Have you ever noticed that?
Like a statement piece.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So I would have my black dress with all my diamonds,
uh-huh.
but just wear these crazy ass, like red and purple earrings and necklace.
Yeah.
That would be a flame clock.
No, not that big, but really big and different than everything else. So it would stand out like a statement piece, but then I would wear Doc Martens on my feet.
Perfect.
Because... although, everybody looks hot in heels.
Yeah.
It's not that comfortable. And I know by the end of the night, I'd like take them off or just be like, fuck this or whatever and stuff. So I would still look good. I would like even wear ones that have maybe a platform or something.
I love that.
Yeah. So that would be what I would wear.
So in the 90s, mm-hmm. when Jennifer Aniston, everybody got her haircut, they called it the Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Then everybody would copy your outfit and it'd be called the Lisa.
Yes.
I love that.
Or the Bad Witch.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably rip a page out of Lady Gaga's
mm-hmm.
Fashion page book, whatever, and have not something made out of meat so much as mm-hmm. maybe just slices of American cheese.
On your ass.
Like
bologna on your ass.
Just shingles of it.
Yeah?
Just like a flapper dress. But
a flapper.
Flaps of it, still wrapped.
Yeah.
American cheese.
Yeah, then it wouldn't be gross.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Just a charcuterie board.
There you go.
Pepperonis over your nipples. Yes.
Great.
They wouldn't have to be that big. Yeah. You know. But as far as the shoes, I mean, of course, I would probably be practical as well.
So
because the dress
just wear
is already
a man
frivolous.
Which can.
Perfect. Yeah. So bringing us back to most memorable, what about most memorable dresses? If obviously the meat suits.
Well, sure.
That and J-Lo's green one, of course.
That
yeah.
one so is pretty, very memorable.
Gwyneth Paltrow's pink one that South was Park horrible. Boys did. It was hey, fine. But
no, because her boobs looked bad. She needed a better bra.
Yeah.
No,
one of the best one was Bjork's.
Thank you. That's yes. what I was going to say. The Swan.
Was awesome, man. Yeah.
That was the best.
The one I really remember like that I would actually emulate and I thought was really pretty and shocking that it was, I think she got it at Walmart or Target or something, but Sharon Stone, one of the most beautiful women of her time, had bought like a fitted black t-shirt at a Target or something like that and had some sort of crinoline black skirt or whatever, very simple. And it might've been even half turtleneck or something. She looked like a fucking smoke show and it was around Fatal Attraction times and stuff. And she's like, yeah, I got this shirt at Target.
Yeah, when
and
you're that beautiful, you don't
you
have
to wear whatever. You can wear American cheese for Pete's sake.
And you do.
She could have gone that way.
Yeah.
Well, she lost opportunity.
And remember, was it an awards show or was it a video? I don't remember, but Flea with his pants that were all made of like teddy bears.
that was
Was it a video or was it an award show?
I think
show?
It was
Did
a award show, yeah.
Up from a hockey game.
I think it is. I just bears. My voice, my laughs. All that hurt.
See, reuse, recycle.
He was at a Hershey's Bears hockey game. He was like, hey, give me that. I'll take this.
I need 10 of those.
This is why you need to listen to the episodes in order.
Yeah.
Right.
Go back. We have retro comments.
Oh my God, that is so funny. Okay.
What about dudes? I mean, dudes kind of always look the same. Was there ever a shocking or visually interesting man
who
outfit?
Who is Billy?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Mm-mm. No? The guy Violet that Blood? Was in... hold on, you keep talking.
Billy Badass.
No.
Can you think of a men's outfit that they all it's they a all different the version of it? Yeah. They might throw on a bolo tie for something.
He's starred in
Billy Zane, Titanic.
No, he was black. Okay. And still is.
Billy D. Williams?
No, maybe his name is not even Billy.
Billy Bob or something.
Kinky Boots. That he was the main star on Broadway in Kinky Boots.
Ty Diggs?
No.
You guys keep talking about things. I have.
Okay,
this
she's
gonna
check it out. And now I'm excited to hear what.
Yeah, they're right.
Wearing. My friend Leslie Abel, who is a great listener of the show, actually saw him at a Broadway show.
Yeah,
and he walked in. He's very, very
flamboyant,
and he was wearing like a beautiful dress.
Oh wow!
Hey,
you know what? We forgot about the like most incredible award show moments was the Chris Rock.
When he got slapped by Will.
Oh, shoot. Holy crap. Kidding. Yeah.
But did you see the thing that there was a movie that made and it was almost the exact same scenario? The guy walks up and he's yelling from the, he went back down. Yeah. They show that once in a while, but.
That's in a movie now?
Do you think he's kept his wife's name out of his mouth?
You take my wife's name out of your mouth. That's a good way to stand up for your lady, I guess.
Well, the funny thing was.
Billy Porter.
Oh yeah, Billy Porter.
Not that in 8 million years. Show me the outfit.
I will. Okay.
They showed her, and she was laughing at first, and then all of a sudden, where did it go sour?
Yeah,
you know,
it didn't.
Yeah,
go well.
That, yeah.
And if I was Will Smith, I'd be telling other people to keep their things out of my wife's mouth.
But violence is never the answer.
Yeah. You know, that's Chris Rock's job. He's supposed to make people laugh. He's a comedian. This and that.
Right.
But yeah,
people are so easily offended.
They are.
Oh, that is a beautiful dress.
I remember that one.
And I think every year.
See, I would wear that.
It looks like a Gone with the Wind dress. Oh, that's stunning.
Yeah.
He's got incredible taste.
He has great taste. But I guess she was seeing some other show. This is Leslie, shout out to you. But she went and to see, I think it was Cher or something like that, or Jagged Little Pill. She goes to see two shows every year in
New York. Yeah.
And she was sitting there, and Billy Porter walked in, and he just was like, and everybody just stopped, and they're like,
so elegant.
Yeah, very awesome. So
nice.
Yeah.
Even RuPaul went, whoa!
Yeah, he's a beautiful man.
You know who's still a smoke show, I think, and I don't know if she's ever had any plastic surgery. We would have discussed it on the other show, because we're very well-researched. Susan Sarandon came to an awards show in this beautiful copper dress with her copper hair, and it could have gone terribly south. She could have looked like a tea kettle, and she's just a smoke show. So she rocked it totally. And I think Debbie looks very much like her. So we've talked about it before. If we ever go to the Oscars, you're wearing copper. I'm wearing jade. Lisa's wearing black.
Oh, yeah.
And Daryl's wearing a dress. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, it'll be great.
That's what we're doing.
Perfect. I can rent a Little Mermaid dress.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we talked about where what you would win, what you would wear.
Oh, I would win the Dumbass Award.
too late.
Oh, too late. Okay.
What would you wear to the Dumbass Awards?
A dress.
A dunce hat.
He's very low-key. Low maintenance, ladies and gentlemen. But who would you think?
Who would I think? Mm-hmm. You know, the old cliche, you know, if you're any kind of man, it's got to be your two leading women in your life is your mother and your wife.
Good call.
You got to thank them first. Thank them first. And then I would thank, you know, of course, my kids and my friends and, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good. Yeah.
But you know, any man that's a true man, you wouldn't be, or any man or woman, without your mother, you ain't dick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless they named you Richard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
So, first of all, I'd like to thank the Academy.
The standard.
Yeah.
Ass kisser.
I'd like to thank God for all his righteousness.
Point up.
Up there and look. I'd like to thank my parents and my grandparents and their parents before them. You're not the parents of the world. And my husband and the kids and then the grandkids.
Who are you kidding here?
My director.
Lisa would walk right out.
I'd like to thank my dog for every office apart.
I like to thank Fiona for always laying and licking my face.
Yeah, then she'd walk right off, be like.
And Fiona would be behind me. Boop, boop, boop,
yep,
boop,
like totally the little,
yeah. Shelley?
The Good Witch was notoriously absent in both of your speeches.
Oh. You said friends.
I said friends.
And you cut me off early.
I'd like to thank my podcast wife.
Bye.
Okay.
I would also do the man upstairs and my parents and Linus and the Good Witch and the Man Witch.
Aww.
And my fellow little Santa and, you know, my crew and the writers.
Oh my God,
without the writers.
You couldn't do it.
What
and
do
your
we
fellow
do?
Cast members.
And my fellow cast members.
Would that be Winona Ryder and who else?
And the writer Wrong without writer.
The writer
brown
family.
M&Ms.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say that sounds like the meat.
Yeah. Well, that's the award shows for you.
Yeah.
We will come back with whatever we want to talk about, which is called What You Talking About?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Ow.
Welcome back, my witches.
Yes.
We talk about things on What You Talking About, thus the name. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
Do you guys want to know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This is an aquatic creature that looks like a Muppet. It looks made up. It's a crazy, crazy creature. And I didn't hunt for this story. The story didn't come for me. I saw a picture of this little guy, and I was like, I want to know more about you. I was intrigued. I was like, if there was online interspecies dating, I want to take this guy out to coffee.
Nice.
And you know what he's called?
What?
The blue hairy frogfish.
Of course.
It's a real fish with the scientific name Antennarius striatus. Its appearance, the blue hairy frogfish, is known for its distinctive hair-like skin filaments and can be blue, yellow, brown, or green in color. Its habitat, the blue hairy frogfish, is found in the Indo-Pacific and eastern Atlantic Ocean. Its behavior, you ask? Friendly. The blue hairy frogfish is a blob-like predator that walks on its wide fins along the seafloor instead of swimming. It uses its spine to camouflage itself against coral and seaweed and can also change its color to blend in with its surroundings. Hunting. The blue hairy frogfish has a vacuum in its mouth that can suck in its prey in just 1/6,000th of a second. Hmm. Its lifespan, the blue hairy frogfish has a lifespan.
Stop saying it!
Between 15 and 20 years. So it makes an excellent pet. But anyway, we're going to put it up on the Facebook group. It's the cutest little guy. He's got really kind of crazy, wacky eyebrows.
What's he called again?
The blue hairy frogfish. Take a look, guys.
Oh, wow.
He's a good-looking little fella.
He is kind of Muppet-looking.
Oh, you guys are all going to want a blue hairy frogfish.
That is badass. Now,
and that is what I'm talking about.
You want to do so shrooms cute. And hang out with the blue hairy frogfish.
That's I wonder right. if you can have one as a pet.
It said they make great pets.
15, 20 years. I said they make great pets. Oh. And so did
we make
Perry
great
Farrell.
Pets.
That's yep. right. Mm-hmm. Pyro for partners.
Mm-hmm. Great pets.
Okay. Make great pets.
Who's next?
I'll go next. Guys.
Guys.
Out of you guys, have you ever been a Doctor Who fan?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Doctor Who. Hey.
Nope. Da-da.
The British Doctor Who?
Yeah, no. Sure, with the phone booth and all that.
I was watching a little TV the other day, and it was happened to be on the channel that it's on, and it showed yeah. something. I've never watched one episode or anything. So I was kind of like, Doctor Who, where does it come from? But did you know there are 15 different Doctor Whos?
I did.
But
it's crazy.
But there are 15 different Doctor Whos, but the total number of incarnations is actually 19.
Really?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
I mean,
Scott.
This little guy, this and that. So 15-numbered Doctor Whos are played by different actors, with each actor representing a different stage in Doctor Who's life.
I love that. Yeah, well, and it's been around for God knows.
Are you going to get into it?
I kind of want to check it out. Looks interesting. But there's an alternative version. There's also an alternative version of Doctor Who, including Fugitive Doctor Who, the War Doctor Who, the Metacrisis Doctor, and the Vale Yard, which brings the total number of incarnations. What do you say?
Incarnations,
yes. Uh-huh. Under God, we wish. to 19.
Is there a blue hairy frogfish, Doctor
yes,
Who?
Yes, that's his sidekick.
I wonder where you start.
I don't know.
So Mike, my brother Mike, we were watching it when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it started in the 70s, early 80s. It was on Channel 12 mm-hmm. with the whatever channel Teletoons was
yeah.
on.
Began airing in 1963.
Whoa. What?
Yes.
I'll be jiggered.
Yeah, the British science fiction television show began airing in 1963. And that is just crazy. So, I mean, here... It's been out there for this long, and just all of a sudden the other night, I'm like, that kind of looks interesting, you know?
Wow, what era did you start watching?
I didn't.
But, I mean, it was on, and
it was a commercial that came on.
But it just
probably the most modern
one. PBS or whatever that is, okay. Yeah. And they're like, the Doctor Who, and I'm like, because you see, the thing of it is, too, a lot of people get him tattooed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, or the phone booth or whatever.
The phone booth. That's the thing. Yeah. So I'm like,
it's a time travel
show. I'm like,
show
what kinda, is this yeah? big deal about? Yeah. So yeah, I might have no to idea. Start checking out. But go ahead with your story. So you and Mike, you start.
No, that's it. But it was cool. It was kind of trekky, nerdy, whatever. But I think it was a time travel show, of course, British mm-hmm. and all of that. Channel 12 always had the fun, kind of edgier
yeah.
things or whatever that was cooler than what we were doing at the time. And yeah, I remember the curly-haired actor at that time. But shit, that had to be around 1980. That could have been the third, fourth, or fifth one.
Generation. Yeah, so I mean, I was just kind of, how interesting is that? So that's, I just went and got some useless knowledge, but it's actually pretty good knowledge. So, you know, for all you Dr. Hoodles.
Yeah.
That's what they call him.
Maybe. I'd be curious to hear if they still have the same theme song, because it was kind of a haunting, you know.
Okay,
Doctor,
yeah.
Hey.
There was an owl in the back room. Doctor,
hey.
Nope.
Who are you?
Thank you, dear.
That's my, what you're talking about from the Man Witch.
That's great. Thanks, Steve.
A little different. It wasn't about numbers. It meant nothing.
It was about 15, 17, 13,
yeah,
63.
19,
well, who
yep.
knew? Right. Could you imagine if there were that many Captain Kirks?
Right. Mm,
there was a lot of different Trek
Four,
people.
Not True. 19.
Not yeah. 19 that kept going, Captain's Log.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Not bad. Okay, now, you guys, I'm going to bring you back again. Last episode, I talked about true crime with the Delphi Murders.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember who Sarah Boone is?
No.
She Pat Boone's son?
No.
No, was she the lady that stuffed her boyfriend in a suitcase?
Why, yes, she was.
What?
Yes.
No, ding, ding, ding.
I know my suitcase Woo! Murderer.
Yes.
Suitcase murderer.
So this is as of October 27th, 2024.
Oh,
Sarah
gosh.
Boone shocked by murder conviction in boyfriend's suitcase death. While Sarah Boone did not appear to show much emotion after a jury found her guilty of second-degree murder in the death of her boyfriend, Jorg... Torres, she was shocked by the verdict, according to her lawyers. Florida attorney James Owen told reporters outside the courtroom that Boone was in shock at the conviction. Just shock. She's shocked. She felt like she had a defense, so She's just in shock. I said a lot of shock in there.
She's so shocked.
Who's yeah. shock? A wee shock.
It took a 6-member jury less than 90 minutes to make a decision in the case. In addition to the second-degree murder charge, jurors could also have considered lesser charges of manslaughter or culpable
neglect?
Thank you.
Negligence?
Negligence. Negligence. Or
she's wearing a negligee.
She had culpable negligee on? That's crazy. Okay.
Hussy.
Huh. Or they could have also found her not guilty. They did not do any of that. They gave her second-degree murder.
That sounds wow. perfect, really.
Torres' family attended the trial. They have not commented on the trial. Boone told law enforcement and jurors of the trial that she and Torres were drinking that night and decided to play a game of hide-and-seek. Torres thought it would be funny to climb inside the suitcase. Boone testified she zipped him up in the suitcase and left him there despite his pleas that he could not breathe. She said that, I'm putting in my own thing, but she said that she zipped him in there and went to bed. They ended up finding 2 videos recorded by Boone on her phone, and she was taunting him and saying, you know, he was like, please, babe, let me out. And she was like, that's on you. So she didn't just leave him there. She taunted him.
She had every opportunity to let him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she went to bed and found Torres unresponsive the next morning. It took 4 years to get a trial. Boone went through 8 court-appointed lawyers before the judge ruled that Boone had lost her right to additional counsel.
Good.
And then James Owen then decided to represent her pro bono. But Boone's sentence is set for December 2024. Owens described Boone as a fighter and said he expected her to appeal her conviction. However, he will not be representing her in the court appeal.
That's cute. Good luck.
Yeah. Well, I have listened to podcasts about this because I thought it was really, I mean, obviously I talked about this before. Daryl and I did our own little video that I think we'll have to re-put up on the Facebook.
You put him in a duffel bag?
Oh, we put him in a suitcase.
That's right.
Yeah.
God.
And nightmare. Then I went to bed. No. She went through 8 lawyers. She was totally and completely belligerent to all of them. They all quit because she was horrible. Her defense was obviously that she put him in there. She was drunk. She went to bed. He suffocated. Never in a million years thought that he couldn't get out. She gave him enough room to unzip himself, blah, blah, blah. But this is something that I hadn't learned until afterwards, and it came out in the trial, is that he had a bunch of bruises on him that seemed as though
she was kicking him while he was in there?
No, she had him at the top of the stairs in the suitcase and then kicked him down the stairs. Yeah, so whether or not she said that didn't happen, they said that, you know, he had head trauma and stuff, so it wasn't just asphyxiation.
No, what she said was there was an owl that flew by the staircase. I'm sorry.
True crime, but so that was part of
guy.
It. Yeah, so I mean, he wasn't the greatest guy either. He beat her up, she beat him up. They had a volatile relationship, didn't mean to die. Probably shouldn't have gotten the suitcase.
Wouldn't wish that on anybody. That's terrible,
right? So, anyways, she's been convicted. I don't know what her sentencing will be, but bye bye, Sarah.
Let's make bets.
And okay. That's on you.
What do you think is a fair sentence for beating somebody up in a suitcase and letting him die?
Well, she's in her 30s or 40s, so let's say 15 to 20.
I'd say minimum 30.
Well,
that sounds terrible.
I don't know.
Yeah, if I got away with shit every time that I drank, good golly.
You know, and then the judge at the end, he hits the gavel and says, I consider this suitcase closed.
Daryl.
So
he's really just knocking him out of left field.
But that's when it comes down to the judicial system, is that it's like, it depends on if she's rehabilitated or not.
Well, is she a threat to other people? She sounds like an asshole.
Well, the thing that is, too, but he climbed in there.
Right.
He played along. So, I mean, that's kind of
stupid.
Guessing.
Do we have proof of that? Is that on the video?
She's not that big.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she could have put him in the suitcase.
She probably, they were, like you say, sitting around drinking. Love you, fine. You ought to get in there.
Yeah.
Get in there.
I mean, there's something to be said for.
She started just wailing on the poor dude.
She was just like, come on, let's go downstairs.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
It had travel wheels.
I'm glad they found her guilty. I'm horribly uncomfortable about that.
Yeah, no, there's no. Yeah. Nothing to
her. So she doesn't seem like a great person.
No, she sucks.
Yeah.
What they ought to do is just stick her in a barrel and send her over the Niagara Falls area.
And if she makes it, then she just gets go free.
Yeah.
There you go. That's our new judicial system.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good. Okay. If I'm right and she gets 30 years, and if you're right and she gets 15 to 20, whoever is the closest has to buy the other person luggage.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Great. Well, we're done then. And yep. We'll come back with wow.
Okay.
Wow. Think of a song, Daryl.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. He's the man witch. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's time for the wow.
Wow. It's fucking beautiful, man.
It's poetic.
They wonder. I don't know what they wonder, but they wonder.
Who's not going to be singing this song now?
Right?
Well, we need our own award show.
That's right.
This is a theme song. I wrote it myself.
Okay.
Alrighty, who's going to wow us first?
I am.
Lisa.
My well, it's the well of wisdom, and mine is about animals. Okay, animals. You guys, this is from UPI News.
Okay.
It's odd news, you guys. Pennsylvania police pursue persistent pig pedestrian.
Say that real fast again.
Pennsylvania police pursue persistent pig pedestrian. Yep.
But yeah, that's all.
This is from November 19th, 2024.
Okay. Wow.
Authorities in Pennsylvania are hot on the trail of an unusual suspect wanting for evading police.
Oh.
A loose pig.
Damn it.
Bensalem Township Police said on social media that officers have been going hog wild trying to capture this little porker for the past few weeks. Police said that pig has become a local celebrity on social media, and some residents have reported feeding the slippery swine. The post asked locals to report any sightings of the pig so it could be apprehended before he runs in the street and breaks his little piggy.
Yeah.
The department said the pig will be taken to a rescue and put up for adoption once it has been captured. That is all. Mm-hmm. If you are in Pennsylvania, capture the pig so it can go to a rescue and it doesn't get hit by a fork pick lift.
Fork pick lift? A pig lift?
I didn't think that through.
That was pretty good, though, actually. Okay. Nobody named this pig?
No, but we can.
They call him the Flash.
P. Bacon.
Oh, or Kevin Bacon. Oh, yeah. They already have one of those.
Okay.
Yeah, I like it.
Yes, perfect. Chris. That's great. I hope that he is safe and delicious.
Oh, no.
Delicious.
Don't eat him.
The Bacon Raider. Baconator.
Baconator. Okay. Who's next?
The Determinator.
Go ahead,
Joe. I'll go next. I'm following suit with our show of awards. And guys, do you know who has won the most Grammy Awards with 22 awards won?
Yes.
Taylor Swift.
Go ahead, Lise.
I'm going to go with the Beatles.
No. Michael Jackson.
No, Michael Jackson has won 19. That little band, U2.
No way. Yes. I love those guys.
They won 22 the year of 2005 for the dismantle an atomic bomb.
Dismantling an atomic bomb?
Dismantling
so is this all at one time or in their whole career?
No, 22 in 2005.
So it was in one year.
Yes.
Not of all time.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but so they're the highest. Michael Jackson's next of winning Grammys.
In one year.
Yeah. I said the biggest Grammy winners of all. Okay. Is when I Googled this.
I hear you, Lisa.
Yeah.
I see what you're asking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But all good. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
That's huge.
But honorable mention people of different awards that Lenny Kravitz holds the most award for best male rock vocalist category with 4 consecutive wins from 1999 to 2002.
Wow.
Did you know that he also won a gold medal for one of the people that I want to sleep with the most?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With the gold thong?
Yes.
Oh, I like it.
Yep.
Perfect.
Bruce Springsteen won Best Male Vocalist Performance Awards 3 times and holds the record for the most nominations for Best Rock Song with 9.
Okay.
I wonder what the song was.
Probably
Dancing in the Dark.
Or Born in America, Dancing in the Dark.
Or Born in the USA.
Yeah, Born
Did
in...
Did you say Born in America?
Born in America.
Born in America. Bubbles. Born. Look at the Fiona. Look at it. Like, stop
to
it.
Be a USA.
Kind of guy
and I'm dancing in the dark. No, he's awesome. That, I believe that. I believe all of that.
And then the Foo Fighters... Taylor Hawk, Nate, what they mention them all, what their names are, Grammy for Best Rock Song 3 times they've won.
Tony Hawk?
No, Tony Hawk. Taylor Hawk, but he's no longer with us. He's passed away.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Taylor Hawkins, that's his name.
Yeah, Hawkins. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
Sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
Tony Hawk
was on the skateboard.
Yes, mm-hmm. And he sings on the skateboard and wins
Yeah,
awards.
It's really cool.
He's one for the best singing skateboardist.
Proud to do an ollie.
An ollie.
We mismatched a lot of things there.
Yeah, we did.
I like that. That's
fun.
That's a lot. That is fun.
That is fun, I tell you.
Okay. That's an awful lot of
You guys
of
ever heard about numbers?
That was a really good topical wow.
I tried.
Thank you, Daryl.
Okay, go.
My well of wisdom is true crime. True crime rule number 49.
Listening to me is a true crime.
Listening to this show is a crime. True crime rule number 49. Be a better meth head. Let me tell you a couple stories about some meth heads.
Okay.
This one's from the New York Post. I believe they both are, actually. Sarah Harris. This show is full of dumb Harrises, or dumb Sarahs.
Yeah.
Sarah Harris, 34, called 911 twice in February to rat on her drug dealer, saying the batch was not what it was supposed to be.
Oh, man.
She claimed she got a bad baggie of meth and handed over the drugs to the cops when they came to visit.
And who can blame her?
Who can blame her?
Go test this, would you?
Yeah, there's no quality control anymore. Mm-mm. She wanted them to test their authenticity. Mm-hmm. Despite her refreshing candor, Sarah received a 30-month sentence for meth possession.
Not once, but twice.
Not once, but twice. Also in the New York Post, drugged-up Kentucky driver hands over bag of meth, fentanyl pills, and $3,000 in cash.
Wow.
When cops ask for his ID. What a meth. Am I right?
There was a method
his madness right there.
43-year-old David Ratliff was passed out behind the wheel of his car in the parking lot of a video store in modern times when police rapped on his window. He's like, here's my ID. And hands him all the goods. And it looked a little sus, as they say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway, be a better meth head. And that's my true crime rule number 49.
That's great. I am going to not do as much meth now.
Some people say they lack judgment.
Yeah.
And teeth.
Yeah.
That's right.
What's good about meth other than your house is so clean?
So clean.
Although you have no money.
But you never have cleaning supplies because it's all in your meth.
True.
That's right. And then it gets in your mouth.
You just can't win.
Meth in your mouth. There's a meth in your mouth.
Meth in your mouth.
That's right. There's a method to his madness.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's our show. That's our show.
We weren't messing around right there.
No. There's so many puns.
Yes.
Do you guys have any sponsors or anybody you want to thank? Who do you want to thank at the end of this show?
I would like to say, I'd like, again, just to put it out there, I just thank our Patreon so much. You guys, we couldn't do this without you. We don't make any money. This is free. It's fun for us. We like it. But there are also things we have to pay for and stuff. So thank you for supporting us and doing that. If you'd like to be a supporter, you know, it's a hard time. It's almost Christmas, blah, blah, and stuff. So I get it. If you can't, just support us by telling people about it. But if you'd like to join Patreon, go to our website, which is goodwitch-badwitch.com, and sign up under the Join Our Patreon.
Yeah, it's in the upper right corner. It's really easy to find. And to Lisa's point, you like us. You really like us.
I do.
Just pick one of those people you really don't like and take that Christmas money and send it to us.
There you go. Yeah.
Send it to us. If you're thinking about buying meth, meth it to us.
Oh, or tell them you bought them a Patreon membership.
Well, there you go. You can get your friend a Patreon membership.
That's right. Well, or you can get yourself a Patreon membership in someone else's name.
Also that. Yeah. So support small business and, you know, take care of each other and all of that. But most of all, stay witchy, my friends.
Stay bitchy.
Oh, no! Must be the season of